turn everything. And this is Echticha Veter, and this is Echticha, and this is Echticha Visa. So there are many Echtichas of Veter, and they are all boiled together, and they are all in contact. So, and it's Mifat, it's Dovah Shamay. They are all very fat. So then it's Mifapeya Bechulei. So then we should say that if it's Mifapeya, if it's Mifapeya Bechulei, so Mimele, if there is Shishim in the Chtiches, neged the Chtichas Isaya, so everything is Mutar. You don't even have to peel off from the point of contact, from the place of contact. Just as you don't have to take off from the point of contact, from the place of contact in the case of vision. So let's say, if you have a number of tiches, if you have number of tiches in Igdeire with Reitev, and then a ticha of Chelev falls on the uppermost hatiche. So then, and if there is Shishim, so then everything is muter, and you don't have to peel off anything from the uppermost hatiche. Because why should the uppermost hatiche be different than the other chatiches? That's the aloche by Bishul. So one would be disposed to assume that the same thing applies to Tzli too, if it is Idova Shomein, Mifapeya. So Mimele, if it's Idova Shomein and Mifapeya, so then it travels Bechulei. If it travels Bechulei, so if there is Shishim in all the chatiches that are tzolu together, you shouldn't even have to be Neitel. Mikeime. So he says no. Mechaba says no. So he says, Vafilu uchticha seter. V'chol dovo, sheyesh lei pipua, shenofal limokim yodua ma'achticha bitzli, afal pi sheyesh b'chticha samech livati lo isa. Let's say a small piece of chelev was came in contact al bitzli with a big stake. And that stake that he was in contact with, a small piece of chelev, al-ditzli, has 60 measures neged the small piece of chelev that came in contact. So we should say that the whole chticha is muter, and he shouldn't have to peel off kidei uve etzba. So he says, no. You still, v'chol dova sheyesh li popua, shenofal limokim yodua ma'achticha, bitzli, afal pi sheyesh b'chticha samech levat elo yisach. It's a big portion of steak, and it's 60 times as large as the small piece of chelev that came in contact al bitzli with that piece of steak. So then, tzorech nitilas makim. Why? Why is it different than a case where a small piece of chelev falls into a pot that has many chtichas with reitev? So over there we say, in view of the fact that al deiretev he travels bechulei, so maybe you don't have to be neitel mikeimei. And here, even though dovah shomein is mifapeya bechulei, but in addition to the shishim in the chatiche, you have to peel off kidei nitilei. The answer is because you see, even though dovah shomein is mifapeya bechulei, but there is more blie at the place of contact than in the rest of the chatiche. So there is a concentration. There is a concentration of blie at the junction, at the place of contact. So Mimele, since this is the sheet of the Mechaber, since there is a concentration of blie at the point of contact, at the junction, so Mimele, there is so Mimele, that is considered like Nikaroisa, you see. There is no beetle by Nikarisa. So in this case, vis-a-vis the rest of the Chatiche, outside, beyond the place of junction. So there we say there is beetle Bishishi. Because the Chatiche has 60 measures neged the piece of Chelev. But vis-a-vis the place of junction, where there is a concentration of Blie, of Chelev, so it's considered like Nikar Isa. So Mimele, there is no beetle, and he has to peel off that place where there is a concentration of Li. V'chol mivushul, said Ramos says, V'chol mivushul b'loy reitev, V'chol mivushul b'loy reitev, for yofu O yofu, dinei kitzli b'chol dov. So now, how about, so in other words, so as long as you don't have reitev, it is to be treated like tzli. Let's say you bake, or even bishl, without reitev. Or for example, you have bishl mamish, but the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the reitev. Above the level of reitev. So then, if something falls on the uppermost chatiche, you only have to be neitel mikenei. And it doesn't, and the rest is mud. V'yesh emrim, deinon upkiin eize mikre kocho shishomei. V'yesh lesa b'cholin adi kesamach. V'afili kesamach tzorch nitlas mokin. V'yoche noig. V'idavke, v'afili kesamach tzorch nitlas mokin. That's the psak of the mechaber at the end of Sifei. Sifei. V'idavke b'yisa chilef. U'yishor yisa, v'yishayor b'shamnunes. Aval b'yisa, so when does he say that today that we are not kim, so we have to be machmir and consider everything as a dovah shomein, mimele itasas bechulei, and nitile is not enough? That is, if it is a kind of eichel that sometimes it is shomein and sometimes it is kochush, let's say chilev. So sometimes even chilev is kochush, even chilev. But many times chilev is shomein. So mele, even if in our opinion this particular chilev is very kochush, we have to be machmir because we are not such keen to be able to determine as to whether it's to be considered shomein or kochush. Mashenkin, if it is the kind of an eichel that is always kochush, so then there is no choshe. So even today we only ask akademitim. We don't have that. All right. Now we left off in the Mechaber. Sifres. Kulye Shetzolei Michalbei. In Israel, the Klipe Shakum Afsik. In other words, the kidney, and it has the chilev adjoining it to the kidney. So if he boiled that kidney with the chilev attached to it, so then it only asks the klipi. It only asks the klipi. Even though out its leaves, so normally, even when it's kochush, so it asks. It asks it in itile, and if it's shomein, so then it asks bikulei. But here there is a membrane that intervenes between the kidney and the chilev. So that prevents the chilev from spreading in the kidney. Shakum afsik v'yesh esri v'chein neyagi. Now the question is this: according to the psak of the mechaber, that it only asks kede klipe shakru mafsik, so it shouldn't ask altogether. Why does it ask kede klipe? So the answer is because the membrane itself has a blie of the chilev. So mele it asks kede klipe. Then the Ramo says v'yesh esrim v'chein neyagim v'ein lishanis. V'dinei kisho chilev hanitzlim haboso. So in other words, so it asks kidei tile, and if it's shomein, so then it asks bikule. In other words, we do not say that the membrane that intervenes between the kidney and the chilev prevents the plie from spreading. We don't say that. V'im nisbashil kach, hakul yinasis nevele, v'tzorach shishim kineget kulo. Why? Because it's a nisadovuk. Since the chilev is attached to the kidney, so the whole kidney is a nusadovuk. So we need shishim neged the whole kidney. So shish neged kula. Vohadim bikrum shala yiseres. Yiseres shala kovid. So it's also the same thing. Now, why is it that Ramo says that yesh esrim? Now, so the mokir is the gemore in chum. Why? Now there is a Gemara in Chum, Daf Tzadik Vov Amud Beis. I mean the Mishnah. Yerech shenizbashel bo gid anoshim yesh bo benisin tam ariz asur. Omar Shmuel lo yishonol shenizbashel bo. Avol nitzle bo. Only the yerech was nizbashel gid anoshim. So then the blias is distributed evenly. But suppose it's nitzle. Omar Shmuel lo yishonu. That when does the Mishnah say that im yesh bo benisin tam, so the whole yerech is asur el shenizbashel bo, avol nitzlo, so there is no reitev, so there is no even distribution, it doesn't spread over the whole thing, keli veiche ad shemagia legit, so it doesn't spread without reitev, so then it doesn't spread, it doesn't tassa the whole thing. Eini v'omar avune gedish etzoli b'chelbe yosel echla afil merishi asnei. So in other words, the halacha is that if a gdi was boiled together with the chelev in it, so then the whole gdi becomes osa. So we see even while it's li, it spreads over the whole gdi. So the Gemara says, shana chelev dimfapea. In other words, so that's the mokia for this halacha that we Rishini mentioned, that it dovah shomein, so even without chelev, it tassas bikulei. That's this Gemara. Shana chelev dimfapeya, because chelev is dovah shomei. So it spreads. It spreads over the whole thing. Uvi chelev oseh, v'omar rabbe ba'achone, uvdehave kameit rabbi Eichanan, b'knish de demoy, in a certain place, b'gdish etzoli b'chelbei, v'yosev v'shailei l'rabbi Eichanan, v'omar kilev eichla shemagia l'chelbei. So we say, even by chelev, so it doesn't spread the whole thing. It doesn't spread the whole thing. So the Gemara, so one teretz is Ahu Kochishab. In other words, there it was a Kochish. It wasn't Chom. It wasn't Chom. The Chilev itself wasn't Chom. It was Kochish. That's one teretz. Ravune Barav Yehuda Omar Kulye Bichel Behab. Another teretz. The reason is why Rabbi Yechanan in Knishta Dimoy in Paskit, that Kelev Eichel and the Gdi in its entirety does not become Osea, is because there it was a kidney with the Kelev adjoining it. And between the kidney, so Rashi says, Kulye Bechel Behave Visharye Mishum Dimafsi Krom, because the membrane intervened between the kidney and the Kelev. So that's that Mokya. So in other words, so this is the mokia for the psak of the mechaber. Kul yesh etzoli b'chelbe in eisel kiliklipe shakum mafzik. Hakum mafzik. But kiliklipe does become osel because the membrane itself is belua of the chelev. Of the chelev. So what's the time of yesh eisrim? The answer is, so the Gro explains it. I mean, the other mefarshim also, because there are two ikimtes in the Gemara. The Gemara has the kashe uvechilev osea, dova shomein is osea, but we see Rabbi Yechanan paskind b'gdish etzoli b'chelbei that kilev eichel, it doesn't become osea. So one teretz was ha'u kochushave, the other teretz was kul yebechelbe habe. Now there is no machlekes between the two lishenes in regard to the mitzias. So the mitzias is, I mean, there is no shaila that there is a membrane intervening between the kidney and the chelev that adjoins the kidney. Still, the first teretz of the Gemara was that the only reason as to why it was mutar is because it was kochush. But had the chelev been shomei, so then it would be osa, even though the membrane intervenes. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the two lishenes and the Gemara. So the Mechaber paskens like the second loshen, and the Ramor, the Yesh Eisrim, that's like the first loshen, because the first loshen in the Gemara is that the reason as to why it wasn't osea is because it was kochush, but had it been shomei, it would have been osea, even though the membrane intervened. In other words, so the first loshen assumes that the fact that there is a membrane intervening, that does not obstruct the bleer from spreading. All right. Now, siftes. Moliach shein nechal machmas milchei dinei kiriseach umaflit leesei akidei klip. So in other words, so there is a distinction between Tzli and Meliach. It's both Tzli and Meliach, according to Pesachim Shulchan Aruch, are not Mavliya Bichulei if it's not Shomein. But Tzli, if it is Kochush not Shomein, is Mavliya Kedinitile. Mashenki Meliach, if it's not Shomein, so he's not even Mavliya Kedinitile, it's only Mavliya Kediklip. Kediklip. Vim Ushumen Hagit Uknukonei Shebei Vakhumeis Yesh Lehachmir Ulatzricham Nitila Smoki. Vimu Chilev Mamesh. In other words, in the Shomein, Tzorch Shishim Levat. So, in other words, so we have 3 degrees. We have Kochush Legamre, and we have moderately Shomein, and we have Shomein Gomo. So, if it's Kochush Legamre, then Moliach only Asas Kediklip, not even Kedinitile. But if it's moderately Shomein, like the Shomein Agit Ukne Shebei, so then it spreads more. Kedinitile. Mashein Ken, if it's Mamesh Shomein, Chilev Mamesh, so then it answers the whole thing. So we have three levels. So, Vimu Chilev Mamesh, Tzorch Shishim Levatle, Vima Boso Shenim Lachimei, Hu Shomei, Ima Boso Shenim Lachimei, Hu Shomei. So, Afilu Bishumen Agit, Uknekoni Shebei, Tzorich Samach Levatle. Tzorich samach levat. So if the boso that is nimlachimei is shomei, so then even bishumen agituk nikoni shebei, so it's tzorich samach levat. Now what's that feel? Now after all, what haloche does this reiterate? I mean, if a boso shenimlach imei hu shomei, so it's the same haloche that was mentioned. In Sifei, Vafilu Chtichas Oisa Khusho, Uchtichas Heta Shenitzlesim Oshmeino, Oisa Mifapeya Bikolo. So, in other words, so not only if the Isa is Shomein, even if the Heta is Shomein, the Isa is Kochush, so it's also Asas Bikolei. Why? Because there are 2 steps. First, the contact of the Heta Shomein with the Isa Kochush has the effect in the first step. It has the effect of converting the heretofore Kochush into Shomein. Once it is converted into Shomein, so then it is Shomein. The Shomein spreads and is Nivla Bikule. So this is what the Mechaber mentioned in Sifei. So merely here, the Mechaber in Siftes reiterates his aloche in Sifei. So he says, Vima boso shenim lachim eyu Shomein. So afilu bishumen agiduk nukoni shebei tzor samach levatlei. So the expression is very strange. After all, the mechaber himself passed in Sifei that he doesn't make any difference whether the iser is shomei or the heter is shomei. So even if the heter is shomei and the iser is here to for kochush, but it still asas bikulei because it becomes converted, the shamnunes of the heter shomei is transferred to the iser kochush. So why does he say afilu bishumen agituk nukoni shebei tzorich samach levatlei? Shumen agituk nukoni shebei. That's an intermediate level. In other words, the Mechaber mentioned 2-3 levels. One level is kochush legamre. So by kochush legamre, if it's moliach, it has us only kidikli. Then there is the maximum level where it's shumen legamre. So then moliach asas bikulei. Then there is an intermediate level where it's moderately shumen. So then, it only asas kedinitile. So shumen agito kunekoni shebei represents an intermediate level, not the maximum level. Now, so if the mechaber says v'ma boso shenim lachim eyu shomei, So that means, even though the Heter Rishamim, but that doesn't make any difference whether the Heter Rishamim or the Iser Rishamim. Because even if the Heter Rishamim and the Iser here to form is Kochush, so then it's converted into Shamim. So Memele, Vimu Chile, Vimaboso Shenim Lachim Eyu Shamim, so that represents the maximum level. The maximum level. So how can the Mechaba say, Afilu bishumen agit uknikone shebei? Even if the Yisya is shumen agit uknikone shebei, so even in such a case, is tzorich samach levatlei. So I mean, but after all, dal shumen agit uknikone shebei. Since the Mechaba paskent in Sifei, that it doesn't make any difference which one is Shomein, whether the Chtichas Yisar is Shomein or the Chtichas Heter is Shomein. So Memele, once we have one Chtichas Shomein, even though the Chtichas that is Shomein is Heter, so we have the maximum level. So Memele, why does he say, Afilu bishumen agitu knukone shebei, tzorich samach levatlei? So what's the Afilu bishumen agitu knukone shebei? What's the shuman agitu knukone shebei? We already have a shomin gomor. So memele it asas bikulei. What's the pshat shuman agitu knukone shebei? So the Bir Agro explains it. I mean, there's a plain pshat that he means that imaboso shenim lachimei hu shomein. So even though the yisar is an yisar de rabono, shuman agit. Shimon Agit is not Osa Midraisi. Shimon Agit. It's only Osa Midrabonon, the Shimon Agit. So even though the Yisar is an Yisar, so look at what the Gros says in Os Nun Hei. Afilu Bishumen. Afilu Bishumen Agit Knozi. Vichain Afilu Bisa Kochush Ligamre. Elosherot Oleima Afilu Bisa Drabonon. So it's not that the Mechaba means that if the Heter is Shomin Gomu, so then it asas bikulei, the heter, only if the Yisar is moderately Shomin. No, because the Shite of the Mechaba Paskins in Sifei, that if the Heter is Shomin Ligamre, so even though the Yisar is Kochosh Ligamre, so the shamnunes of the heter is transferred to the heretofore iser, and the heretofore kochush, becomes converted into shamin. So it's not only b'shumen agitu knukone shebei that it tzorich samach levatlei. Even if it's kochush legamre, it's tzorich samach levatlei. But what Mechaber is telling us that even though the Chtichas Yisar is only a Chtichas Yisar midrabono, like Shimon Agid, Shimon of Gid Anoshe is only Yosam midrabono. Midraisi, the Shimon Agid is muta, because the Torah asat only the Gid Anoshe, not the Shimon Agid. So Memele, so the whole Chtichas Yisar is only a Chtichas Yisar midrabono. So he tells us, v'maboso shenim lachimei hu shomein. So even though the Yisar is Kochush, and even though the whole Yisar is only Midrabanon, so it's still Tzorich Samach Levatlei. So in other words, Loi Mi Boye, if the Yisar is an Yisar Midraise, let's say Nevele, it's Kochush Ligamre, then it goes without saying that in view of the fact that the Bosar Heter is Shomen Ligamre. So Memele, the Shamnunes of the Bosar Heter is transferred to the Nevele that is Kochush, and the heretofore Nevele that was Kochush becomes converted into a Shomen. But even in a case where the Yisar is only a Heftzer of Yisar Midrabonon, like Shomen Gidanoshi, which is only a Chticha de Yisure Midrabonon, so even in such a case, so we are machmir and we require samach levatle. Why? Because one could argue, as a matter of fact, and this din, you see, and so memeir, we require because there is a shittes arishenim that when do we say that by dova shomen is mevapeya bechulei only if the iser is shomen. But if the Isar is Kochush, but the Heter is Shamein, so then we say, Ein Anesa Yochel Li Yisos HaYisar Mino Yisrei, and it's only Asas Kedei Nitile by Tzli. So Memele by Melicha, it would only Asar Kedei Klip. So there is a version. But the Mechaba doesn't pask like that. The Mechaba paskens that not only in the case where the Iser, the Chtichas Iser is Shamein, even in the case where the Chtichas Heter is Shamein Ligamre, So it's mefapeya bikulei, because the shamnunes of the heter is transferred to the isa. Mimele, the isa can be mefapeya bechulei. So we could say that where is the mechaber machmir only in the case where the isa is an isa d'rais, where the isa is an isa d'rais. Let's say where the chtichas isa is nevel, but it's kochush. And the chtichas heter that is nimlach together with it, so is ishome. So then we are chayish for the shinas rishenim that even where the chtir, even in the case where the shomen is the heter, so it doesn't bekulei. Mashein kein in the case where the chtichas iser is only anisa de rabbonon, like Shumanagid, and as far as the shamunes of Shumanagid is concerned, it can only asa kedinitile. So memele, not asa bikule, not asa bikule. So even though the chtichaseter that is nimlach together with the Shumanagid is shomen legamre, so it should only be asa kedinitile. It shouldn't be asa bikule. It shouldn't require shishim. So komashmelon, bimaboso shenimlach imeyu shomein. So then we rely on the shittas rishenim. That even if the chtichas heter is the shomein, so that converts the heretofore kochush of the iser into shomein, and it asas it even if the chtichas iser happens to be a chtichas iser on the mirabon. This is how the Gemara explains. We are both shnim lachim with shomein, afilu b'shimun agid uknekon shebei. So we have a problem in regard to an Isar Rabbonon, not in regard to an Isar Raise. So maybe we should rely on the Rishenim that only if the Isar itself is Shomer Ligamre, it's Mifapeya Vechulei. But if the Heter is Shomer Ligamre, so then it's not, the Isar is, as a result of that, is not Mifapeya Vechulei. So we don't rely on those Rishenim, and we are machmir like the Rishenim, that even the case where the chtichas heter is the shomer likamre, so that converts the heretofore kochush into iser kochush into shomei, memele the first step, and then the second step is mefapeh. Alright, we are abosh shnim lachim meyu shomei, so even in connection with the Nisar Rabbonon, So why does he say vilitel mimokim shenoga kidei nitila smokim? Yes. So why now the question is, so there is a stire. Because at the beginning of Siftes, he says, "Moliach sheni nechal machmas milchei dinei kireteach umaflit leaser kedeklipe." So it only answers kedeklipe. And here he says, "Soich samach levatlei vilitel mimokim shenoga kidei nitilas moki." So the Gro pointed out. He says, "Mifishe mistapik." So memele we require nitila smoke. In other words, even when there is shishim, so then it has to be kulei, but at the place of junction. So he has to take off kidei nitile. Why? Because, so the Gemara explains it, because in view of the fact that that one chtiche, the chticha seter, is shomer ligamre, so mimele, it's mifapeya machmas ashmeino. So because of that, at the point of junction, there is more of a concentration of blie. So he has to take off not only kide klipe, but he has to take off kide nitil. Ulipoches klipe. V'chol ze liyachticha atzm, shoy achilev dovuk po. Ulinyin shochticha shenim lichu yachat. Yimein b'chol achas mehem b'fnei atzmo shishim livat lachilev. Asureis, v'im mitztarfim b'yachat livat lachilev, dein chilev mifapeya michticha lichticha b'lereit, ואם אין ידוע אם נוגע בחולון, כולון אסוריס. ואם ידוע שלא נוגע לבאחס, ואין ידוע איזה היא, כולון מתוריס. אחד בתרי בוטל, אפילו אין חתיך זו איזה לצחבית. Now, this is very complicated. This מחבר. Now, the Taz, the old and easy Kalim, point out as to a certain inconsistency in the Shulchan Aruch. Because here he says, וכל זה לא יחתיך עצמו, שהוא יאכיל לבדובו. So in other words, if you have, let's say, תוכתיכס, you have, let's say, yichticha of chaylev, and you have yichticha of water, of bosaheta, and then you salt it, the two together, and let's say, this is the yichticha of chaylev, and this is the yichticha of water, and they were salted together. So in a state of salt, the two yichtichas were in contact with each other. So then, we say that if one yichticha in shomen legamre, doesn't make any difference, whether the yichtichas, the chaylev is the shomen, or the heter is shomen ligamre, so mimele itasas bikulei. However, unless there is in the chtichas heter there is shishim, 60 measures neged the piece of chilev here, so then it becomes bot. So now, suppose you have it like this. Here you have a piece of chilev. And then, now let's say, that is misleading. Let's say, it looks smaller. So you have a piece of chaylev that is in contact with this chticha of eter, and then you have another chaticha, and then you have another chaticha. So the only chaticha of eter that is in contact with the chticha of iser is this. These two chatichas are not in contact, but these two chatichas are in contact with this chaticha. So the question is this. Do we say, now it's Idova Shami. This is Idova Shami. So do we say that since it is Idova Shami, so not only is it Mifapeya, not only does it travel throughout this Chaticha with which it is in contact, but it even travels Michticha Lichticha, or not. So what does the Mechaba say? Ulinyen V'chol Zelinyen Chaticha Atzm Shoyachil Evdom. So Mimele, if let's say it's in contact with this chatiche, so then the whole chatiche becomes oser, unless this chatiche has 60 measures neged the size of this chay. But suppose it's the other chatiches, but only one chatiche is in contact with the chaylev, these chatiches are only in contact with this chatiche, but not with the chaylev. So he says, "Uli yeshua chaticha shenim luchu yachat yimein b'chol achas mihem b'fnei atzmo shishim levat lachilev asureis v'mistarfim b'yachat levat lachilev." So suppose it this chaticha does not. So if this chaticha has shishim neged this chaticha, so then everything is muta. But suppose this chaticha does not have 60 measures neged this chaylev, but all the chatichas together have 60 measures neged this chaticha of chaylev, so then all the chatichas are asuris. This is what he says. ולינין שור חתיכה שנים לוחי יחד, אם אין בכל אחס מהם בפני עצמו, שישים לבת לחילב, אסוריס, והם מצטרפים ביחד לבת לחילב, דין חילב מפפיה מכתיכה לכתיכה בלרייטב. So in other words, what is the מחבר saying? That this chaylev that has the capacity, that is shomen legamre, that has the capacity to travel throughout the whole chatiche, so it can only travel throughout the whole chatiche in that chatiche itself that is in contact with the chaylev, but it cannot travel mechatiche lechatiche. That not. Now the question is, the Taz, I mean, everybody raises that question. that the Mechaber is Yisar himself, because in Siv Zion he said, "Hod ichtichas Yisar Yisar es Chabato b'ngiyoso davke kishi Yisura machmas atzmo ki nivelo ibasa becholov avol imen bo Yisar lo mashibolam mokma acher in Yisar es acher es hanikazba afilu nisu yachat b'me dvorim amurim kishibolo Yisar sheini mifapeya avol bolo min hadvorim amfapim and that's a rajim זה אבל בולו מן הדבורים המפפים בטבעון כנשומן או יישר אסחב אותו בין בצלי בין בנגעה זו בחם בחם או יביטחתינו חם עובל יניס איננס שהוא יישר הבלוע בעצמו מפפיה וייצא מכתיחה לכתיחה. So the Mechaber himself in Siv Zayim explicitly spelled it out that when one chatiche that was originally heta, but it absorbed this. And when this chatiche that is heter by itself, but it absorbed this, is in contact al ditzli with another chatiche, so then it depends. If the boy is rabelua, is it over kochush? So then it's not yitzim michticha lichticha. But if the isa habelua is shomei, the belua, the one that is Balua inside, in the interior of the chtichas heter. So is it shomei? So then it's yitzim chticha lichticha. In other words, if you have chtichas bosor, if you have chtichas bosor of heter, and that chtichas bosor was cooked for a short time in one pot with chile, so mimele that chtichas bosor was beleya chile. Then you boiled. This tichas bosor that absorbed chaylev by virtue of the fact that it was cooked with chaylev, so you boiled it together with another tichas bosor of feta. So then, since the yisra belua is idova shomei, it's chaylev, it's idova usually chaylev shomei, so memele it's mifapeya v'yeitze michticha lichticha. So memele the taz is the kashe, the gro, everybody. As the tkashe, so why does the mechaber say here in siftes v'chol zelin chticha chticha atzmo shoyachim l'dovot? That was this chatich. Al ulin shoy chatich shenim lochi yachad imein b'chol achas mem b'fnei atzmo shishim nivatel hachil v'asureis v'mitzdarfim b'yachad nivat lachilev. But the mechaber said that we are dealing here with what kind of ibalua? Chilev. That's it. Avashamim. So memele. This chticha absorbed the chilev, and the chilev is shumen. This is certainly shomen likamre. So this chticha absorbed the dova shomen. Mimele, and this dova shomen, so this chticha has a zibulua a dova shomen. If it has zibulua a dova shomen, so the Mechaber said he passed in Siv Zayin, avol bolam in advorim amefapim bitivon. So then. So here too, since this is shomein and this chaticha of heter absorbed was beleya this shomein, and then so it's yeitzei from this chaticha into this chaticha and into this chaticha, and it spreads evenly. So memele, not only should it be muter if each chaticha by itself has 60 measures negative chaylev, even if each chaticha by itself does not have 60 measures negative chaylev, but all the three chatichas together have 60 measures negative chaylev, which is shomein. So it should also become bottle, because the mechaber paskent like the Rashba that even if it's an isa belua, but if it's dover hamfapeya bitivei dover shomein, so then is mifapeya v'yeitze michticha lichticha. And what does that mean? Mifapeya v'yeitze michticha lichticha. Mifapeya v'yeitze michticha lichticha means evenly, it spreads evenly. So as long as all the three chatichas have shishim, even though each chaticha by itself does not have shishim, it should become bottle. That's the stire. That's the stire that the Taz points out. In other words, but actually there is a machlekas rishenim. Now, and that din that the Mechaber said in Siv Zayin, that ba medvor mamurim kishebolu yisa shinim fapeya, avol bolam na dvor mam fapim bitivon. So then, yisa rabolu abi atzmo mifapeya v'yeitzim ichticha lichticha, that is the sheet of the Rashba. But the Mordechai in Perigida Noshe, in the name of the Maram, Rabbeinu Meir ben Baruch, he says no, that if the Yisra Abelua is that even though the Yisra Abelua is it over Shomein Mifapia Bituvei, so then it cannot be Eitzei Michticha Lichticha. So in other words, so the Taz says that the Mechaber is Eisar himself in Siv Zayin he paskent like the Rashi, that Dovar Abolua that is Mifapei Abitivei is Yetzim Michticha Lichticha. In Siv Tes, he paskens like Rabbeinu Meir ben Baruch, the Shita of the Mordechai in Gidanosh in the name of Rabbeinu Meir ben Baruch, that even if the Dovar Abolua is Mifapei Abitivei, it's not Yetzim Michticha Lichticha. So there is a stira. Now, how can we reconcile this theory? So the Taz doesn't say anything. The Taz really says he's masik on the Mechaber, that he says something. The beer from the beer agro, and the beer agro uses just a few words, but it appears from the beer agro that the beer agro holds that the Mechaber has a sophic. Whether the aloha is like the Rashbo or the aloha is like the Maram. So Memele, he paskens lechumre in Siv Zayin lechumre. He paskens like his cheshish for the shittes Rashbo. So he says, "Hodich tichasisa riseres chavato min geoso davki shesura machmasatzmo min vele uibasa becholov." Avul imein beisal mashebolam makmachia in riseres acheres anigazbo afilu im nitzlu yachat. So it's not oser at all. So he says, "Ramedvar amurim it's not oser kishibol nisa shenim fapeya." Avul bolam nadvarim amfapim. So we have to be cheshish for the shittes Rashbo that the dovar abolua shomein. Is yetsim michticha lichticha lechumre. Masheinkin here, if he will rely on the shiras Rashbo, it will be kule. So that means here he's dealing with a case where each chaticha by itself does not have shishim. I mean, even this chaticha that is in contact with the chaylev that he's showing, so does not have 60 measures negative this piece of chaylev. But all the three chatichas together have shishim. So in other words, if he'll rely and the shit is a Rashbo, so it'll be likule. He is not sure as to whether the Rashbo is right or the Maram is right. So Memele is cheshesh for the shit of the Maram. Now, and Teisve Shites, the Gro points out that in that Teisve Shites Afkufches Tipas Cholov Shenoflo, so is like the Maram. So Ulin Yeshor Chatiches Osnun Ches. So what does the Gro mean? The Gro means that whereas in Siv Zayin he was cheshish lechumre for the shittes Rashbo, so in Siv Tes the mechaber is cheshish lechumre for the shittes Maram. Or Teisves shittes is also like the Maram. All right. Anyway. So he says, "Uli yisho chatiches." But we have to remember one thing: that according to the Rashbo himself, so even though each chatiche by itself does not have 60 measures, neged this chaylev, but as long as all the chatiches together have 60 measures, so then it becomes one, because I dovar habalua, dovar habalua, hamfapei abitive is yitze michticha lichticha. So since this is nivla in this chatiche. So Memele it's Yeitzei, the Belie is Yeitzei, Michticha Lichticha. Alright. So in other words, so this is how the Mechaber can be explained. The Nikudei Zaken. Now the Taz is Masik on the Mechaber. He says that the two Sifim in the Mechaber assessor each other. The Nikudei Zakesev answers the Kashi of the Taz against the Mechaber. And he says something similar to the Gro. But the Nikudas HaKesef Shite is not like the Gro. The Gro's pshat in the Mechaber is very simple. In other words, the Mechaber has a sophic, whether the Aloche is like the Rashbo, the Dovar HaBalua, Hamfapei Abitive is Yetzim Michticha Lichticha, or the Aloche is like the Maram, the Dovar HaBalua is not Yetzim Michticha Lichticha. So, that's the Gro's pshat in the Mechaber. The Shach says no. That the Gro, I mean the Mechaber really paskens like the Rashbo. He really paskens like the Rashbo. All that the Rashba says, he says there is no istira. All that the Rashba says is that Dovor is Rabolua. Hamfapea bitive is Yetze Michticha Lichtiche. Michticha Lichtiche. But that does not mean that it becomes evenly distributed. There is a difference between spreading and spreading at the rate of even distribution. You see. So Mimele. So the Mechaber, so the Kodesh HaKesef says that the Mechaber paskens like the Rajb, and he has no Sveikis. So in Siv Zion, when he says, Avol Bolam Nadvorim Afapim Bitivei, so it's not because of Sveikis the Reis Lechumre, he has a Sofik, maybe the Aloch is like the Rajb. No. It's a vaday to him that Aloch is like the Rajb. The Dover Habolua, Yisra Habolua, Amfapea Bitivei, is Yeitzis Mechticha Lechtiche. But there is no even distribution. So Memele, he says here, if let's say you have a piece of chelev that is shomer ligamre, and that is in contact with one chticha of eter, and then you have other chtiches that are in contact with this chticha, but not with this piece of chelev. So true that this chelev that is nivla in this chticha, so has the capacity of spreading to the other chatiches, too. It has the capacity of spreading into other chatiches, but it will not spread at an even rate of distribution. In other words, if there will be more of bria in this chatiche with which the chelev is in contact than with these chatiches. So relatively a smaller portion of the chelev will spread into this chaticha, into this chaticha, into that chaticha. Then, and this chaticha will have a bigger proportion of the chelev. In other words, all that the Mechaber paskent in Siv Zion is, that if the Yisra Abolua is it over Hamfapeya Bitivei, so then it's Yeitze Michticha Lichticha. But it doesn't mean that it will spread evenly. It'll spread, but not evenly. And in this Chaticha, there'll be a greater concentration of that Chelev. Why? Because this Chaticha is mamish in contact with the Chelev. Mashein Kein, the other Chatichas are in contact with each other, but not with the Chelev. So Memele, it will spread. So, but you cannot be mitzariv the shishim of all the chatichas together. In order to be mitzariv all the chatichas together for the shishim, there must be even distribution. So then you can be mitzariv. But if there is no even distribution, even though the chelev spreads all over, but not at the rate of even distribution, so maybe you cannot be mitzariv because it might be that in one chatiche there is no shishim, and the other chatiche there is shishim. Shepsok of Seisrin Zeze, Shalil Sivzaim Posak Shimbolam Nadvorm and Fapim Bitivon, Kinshumen is a Rashabotabulated. Vudas Rajbo Shivatu, we come Posak Shablias Achille Vinitabulated. Vudas Marambe Mord Hyperganoshe, Vabim Yosef Mivie, Vaili Madikamai Rebichil of Kochush, Shinim Fapea, the Mimord Haikosa Befeirush, Dinzel Achille of Shalakeres, Shuika Achille that is Shomel Gamre, Visu Dimo Yachil of Kochush, Amai Tzorich was Samar Bukhalachas with Natsm. So this din that the Mechaber discusses in Siftes, so who mentions that Aloch and the Maram? And the din that the Mechaber discusses in Siv Zion, who mentions that Aloch and the Rashbo? So there is definitely a machlekes between the Rashbo and Maram. Is a Al Korach leimad maram polik arashbo usvir gam bisa shomini yitzib leiretiv kol shubo liu abe Al Korach tim al shuchonoch shal yir gish machlike zu gam bervush kosuf כמו בשכונות כאן, ותמו המעיד, ואין לה אימא דליל ומהיר לי אצלי, ואוכל ממליחה, ומסכין מגמור המליח כרתי עד אצלי. In other words, you cannot say that the Mechaber applies the Rashbo Shite ligab אצלי. So tzli, there is more of a spreading. So it's yeitze michtichai. So dover abelu hashomein is yeitze michtichai lichtichai. But meliach is not. Meliach, it's not yeitze michtichai lichtichai. That's not mistab. All right, now, this is the Taz. This is the Taz, Kashe, and the Kor reconciles the two Sifim by saying that the Mechaber he has a suffix. So Memele, in Sif Zayin, he's Cheshish Lechumre for the Shittas Rajbo, and in Sif Tes, he's Cheshish Lechumre for the Shittas Maram. Now, what does the Nekudas HaKesef say? Loi Kashe Midi, the Nekudas HaKesef, on the margin. The Lechumre Chayesh, the Mfapei HaMichticha Lechticha, the Loi Reitiv. So, if you only look at the first lines, or the first three lines of the Gro, so then you'll get the impression that the Gro, if you only look at the first two lines, three lines of the Nekudas HaKesef, you can get the impression that the Nekudas HaKesef says the same thing as the Gro. But when you look over the whole Nekudas HaKesef and the Bira Gro, you'll see that it's something else. The Gor just explains it on the basis of the premise that the Mechaber has a suffix, whether the Aloch is like the Rashbo, or the Aloch is like the Maram. So according to the Rashbo, the Gor says, it spreads evenly. it spreads evenly. And according to the Maram, it doesn't spread at all. It doesn't spread at all. But the Mechaber has a suffix, so he passes Lechumre like the Rashbo in Siv Zayin, and the Paskas Lechumre like the Maram in Siv Tes. But he says something else. Loi kashim midi lechumre chayish mfapei amichticha lichticha bli reitik. Aval loche koma, di sof sof im mitzareiv. Dein chilef mfapei abichuron bli reitik. If there is reitik, then there is even distribution. That's why you can have bit. Because the reitik has the effect of distributing the Yisar evenly in the whole day. The same ratio, so that in each unit of the tafshil of the gdeiro, you have the same ratio between the iser and heta. But if there is no reitev, then there is no even distribution. So true. It can spread, but not at the rate of even distribution. So the soft stuff in the of the chiluf and papir bechulam reitev, the name of kimishul mamish umispashit bikulei bishovet. That's only when you have bishul mamish, so there is even distribution. The yochel is the nishak tzas b'chticha achas b'inyan shein bo kedei levatel v'kaloh. All right, so this is how it ends. Now, so what did Mechaber say? V'im yedua im noga b'chulon kulam asuris v'im yedua shel noga l'ba'achas v'im yedua izihi kulam mitoris. So in other words, so if there is a sofik, maybe this chilef touched. We know that this chilef touched a certain chaticha, but we don't know whether it touched this chaticha, this chaticha, this chaticha, this chaticha. So then it can only be mutar if each chaticha individually has 60 measures negative chilef. But if each chaticha individually does not have 60 measures, so we call a chumre. Some mele, we have to be cheshish as to each chaticha. Maybe that's a chaticha that was in contact with the chilef. And since it doesn't have by itself 60 measures, so it becomes osa. But suppose v'im yedua shelo noga l'ba'achas v'in yedua ezehi, so kulo mitoris d'chad b'trei bot. In other words, if there is a possibility that he touched in the course of the meliche, he touched all the chatiches. You know, because when you are meleach, so sometimes you move, you know, when you have to put salt on a chatiche. So then you turn it over. And as you turn it over, so it might come in contact with another chatiche. So memele, there is a possibility that this piece of chelev, in the course of the salting, came in contact at one moment or another with each one of the chatiches. So memele, it can only be muter if each chaticha by itself has 60 measures. But suppose you are sure that the chaticha, that the chilef touched just one chaticha, but you don't know which, but you are sure that he didn't touch all the four. It only touched one. Maybe he touched this one, and if he touched this one, he didn't touch this one. Maybe he touched this one, maybe he touched that one. So then we say that then we say that it only it only one is osa. Only one is osa. But and the other is not osa, but we don't know which one. So what kind of tarubis is it? It's yovish biyovish. So chticha x is osa. Each chticha by itself does not have 60 measures. Nege the chticha of chelim. So there is one chaticha that is osa. The other chaticha is not osa. So in other words, which chaticha is it? This one, that one? It's chaticha x. We don't know which chaticha is chaticha x. But chaticha x is mixed up with other chatichas. So there is a bit of chavitre. So he says, so when you do a shonogal bachas, when you do a easy kulamitoris, the chavitre bottle. Now, according to the Gro, it's very simple. I mean, according to the Nikudas HaKesef, it's not so simple. But let's understand it according to the Gro. So, in other words, according to the Gro, so there is definitely a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Maram. And the Mechaber paschis lechumre. But if the Aloch is like the Rashbo, so then it's Yetzei mechticha lechticha. If the Aloche is like the Maram, so then it doesn't even spread. It doesn't even spread. So Memele, if we know that the Chatiches Chelev was in counting with one Chatiche, and not with the other Chatiches, so there is one Chatiche, and each Chatiche, no Chatiche has 60 measures of Eter. So Memele, one Chatiche is Osir, and the other Chatiches are certainly Muter. So Memele, it becomes bottle, so it's yovish v'yovish. So chad b'trei is bottle. Afil in chticha iso ruye is lischabit. Now, but aloche is by yovish v'yovish, chticha ruye lischabit afil b'elef the bottle, but we have aloche, that when do we say yovish v'yovish, chticha ruye lischabit afil b'elef the bottle, if it's osa machmas atzmei, but if it's osa machmas abalua shebiseichei, so then chticha ruye, even chticha ruye lischabit is bottle chad b'trei. Now here, one of the chatiches that was in contact with this piece of chaylev is osa. Why? Because it was belaya chaylev. So it's not osa machmas atzmei, it's osa machmas abalua sebeseichei. So even though it's echticha roi lischabeit, so still becomes what? V'yei shemri. D'chol milichei niseres raki diklib. In other words, this shite, that's the shite of the Ramban. The Ramban shite is, that on that point there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashi. I mean, but the other Rishonim also join in that machlekes. But the Rashbo says the justice we say ligabitzli, and that's the mokir in the Gemara of the Gemara in Chum Daf Tzadik Zayin, that even though tzli does not spread, does not answer the whole thing, but if it's a davar shomein, so then it does answer the whole thing. So that's the Gemara of Shana Chilev Dim Fapeya. So that Gemara is a Gemara Ligabe Tzli, but we don't have a Gemara Ligabe Moliach. So the Rashba says, in other Rishenim, and most Rishenim, I think, agree with the Rashba on that point, that since Moliach is a Rekreseach, so what the Gemara says, Ligabe Tzli, that Chil Shana Chilad in Fapea, that the Dovah Shomin, even without Reitev, is Mavliya Bikulei, so it's true of Moliach a Rekreseach also. That even though normally Moliach is only Mavliach the Klipe, but if it's Dovah Shomein, it's Mavliach Bikolei. That's what the Rashba says. The Ramban is Chelik. He says, the Gemara only says Ligabi Tzli. Tzli, Dovah Shomein by Tzli is Mavliach Bikolei. But Dovah Shomein by Moliach is not Mavliach Bikolei. It's only Mavliach the Klipe. That's the sheet of the Ramban. So this is what the Ramot says. V'yeshem rim dechol Moliachei niser esrake the Klipe. Even if the Chticha is a Dovah Shomein. And even if both chatiches shomim, I mean the chatiches iser and the chatiches eter that one imach together are both shmeinim, so it cannot aser more than the clip. Only tzli dovah shomim asas bikolei. He says, oh, ulfi sheino nuptin beimbos hashomim likocheish neyagin lishaye bichol milicha bisamech kmoi bebishl. Now the lashon is very strange. So the pshat, I mean, according to the Biragro, so what the Ramo means, now it seems to be say himself, the Minei Obey the Ramo. First he says, V'yeshem l'chom l'lichin yiseres raki diklip. So that means the Ramban Shik. And he mentions the Ramban in parentheses. So that means that even Dava Shaman the Gamre, so it only has the klipe. So mainly the whole problem of Einon and Pkin doesn't arise. Because even if we know that it's Shaman the Gamre, so it only has the klipe. So why does he say, Ufi Shainon and Pkin bin Bosa Shaman the Kochosh Negle Shaka Bacham Licha Bisamech? What bearing does it have? The fact that we are not keen. So the pshat, as the Gor points out, means but that's only the shita of some rishen. But we don't rely just like that on the shita of the Ramban. So mimele, since we don't rely, so there is something missing from the Ramon, according to the Gor's pshat. So, but we don't rely on the sheet of the Ramban. So, mainly by Dovah Shomei, so we should require Shishi by Dovah Shomei. So, mainly, not only since we don't rely on the Ramban sheet, so even by something that is not Shomei, we should require Shishi, because in an upkim, Ulfi Shein on upkim bin Bosa Shomei Kochush. So, and we don't rely on the sheet of the Ramban. So, neyagin lishaya b'chol melicha b'samech. The b'chol melicha b'samech, k'moy b'bisht. Because maybe it is shamein. And the ike samech bin hakel b'yachad, neged kol achtiche, sha'achelev dovuk bo, oz hakel shore, milvat eise achtiche, sho'yisa dovuk bo, mi o eise, chatiche sho'yisa noga bo tzorech klipe miyad. So what the Ramban is saying is as follows. Otherwise, first of all, he mentions that there is a shita sarishenin that by meliach, so even by Dava Shomin Ligamre, it only asks Griffin. But most rishenim disapprove of that shita, of the shita of the Ramban. So maybe we cannot rely, we cannot be matia. Let's say, a chtichas ise and a chtichas heta that were nimlach together, that we shouldn't require shishim. We cannot rely on that. We do require shishim. By Dava Shomein, and even if it's not established as Shomein, we still require Shishim, because maybe it is Shomein. After all, we are not Kiyim. How can we determine whether it's Shomein or not? But we do rely on the Ramban Shite if there is another Safik. For example, in this case that the Mechaba mentioned, suppose the Chelev is in contact with this chatiche, the chilev is in contact with this chatiche, and then there are other chatiches that are not in contact with the chilev, and they are all nimlach together. So on that point, we have a machlekes between the Rashbo, and the Mara, because according to the Rashbo, so if there is shishim in all the chatiches together, even though in this chatiche itself there is no shishim, but Dover Habalua Hamfapea Bitive is Yetzi Mechticha Lechticha. So, Mimele, so even if this does not have 60 measures, but this together with this and this and this have 60 measures like this, so then it should be Bata Bishish, according to Rashbo. But according to the Maram, so we cannot say, so if this is in contact with this Chaticha, and this Chaticha, it does in itself does not have 60 measures. So mele, even though there are 60 measures and all the chatichas together, so we cannot be mitzarev, because it's in yeitze michticha lechatiche, according to the Maram. And if there is a sofik, maybe it came in contact with each one, so mele, it should be osa. But in this case, by meliche, he says, so inachname, if such a thing could happen by tzli, so mele we have to pass lechumre. But if such a thing will happen by moliach, so there is a shitas Ramban that moliach in general, even if it's shomein legamre, doesn't asa yesa mediklipe. But we don't rely on it. But in a case where we have a number of chatiches that were nimlach together, and a number of chatiches that were nimlach together, so then even though the chelev is in contact only with one chatiche, and the other chatiches that were salted together are not in contact, were never in contact with this chelev. So then we rely on the shita of the Rashbo, because here we have already a svek sveke. First of all, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam. that Muliachim by the Lashomain does not asabikule. And assuming that the Aloha is not like the Ramban, the Aloha is like the Rashba and the other Rishim, that by the Lashomain, so Muliach asabikule. But in this case, even though the Chalef was only in contact Bishas Melicha with this Chatiche, not with the other Chatiches, maybe the Aloha is like the other Rashba. The Dovo Habolua Hamfapei Abitivei is Yetzim Echticha Lichticha. So as long as all the Chatiches together, there is Shishim, so there is Bittul. So on the basis of Svek, Svekei becomes Muta. This is how the Gro explains it. V'imi kesamech, ulfishin unu nitkiim b'im posa shomu likochosh, ne'agin lishaya b'chol melicha b'samech, k'moy b'bishl. And in an ordinary case where there is no other ground as to why you should be matir, so then we can't rely on the Ramban Shite. But in this particular case, when all the chtichas together have 60 measures neged the chilev, neged kol chtichas shachilev dovuk bo oz hakol shore milvad oyse chtichas shoyisa dovuk bo. As a matter of fact, you see, he's not referring to this kind of a case. He's referring to this kind of a case. Let's say he's referring to this kind of a case where, let's say, this is, let's say, a kidney, and the kidney has a piece of chilev adjoining it, or any other portion of meat that has a piece of chilev adjoining it, and this chatiche that has a piece of chilev attached to it is in contact with this chatiche, but it's not in contact with other chatiches. But this chatiche in itself does not have shishim neged. The whole thing. But all the chatiches together have shishim, neged the whole thing. Not only neged the chalev, but neged the whole kidney. So in other words, so he says, so it's neged kol diike samer bin hakol b'yachad neged kol chatiche she'achilev dovuk bo. That's this chatiche. Because why do we need shishim neged the whole kidney, not just neged the chalev? Because of the aloch of his dovuk. So chatiche nasis leveil. All right. So and that also the Rashba says. Now the question is, why should the Rashba say that? The Rashba shita is that by Dovo Shomein. So then it is Yetzim Echticha Lechaticha. At the rate of even distribution. Evenly, it is Yetzim Echticha Lechaticha. And the Rashba Shita is, and the Rashba Shita is that by Dova Shomein, even by Moliach, so it's Mifapeya Bechule. So Mimele, according to the Rashba, why should he say, Mi Oisa Chaticha Shoisa Nogabo, Tzorach Klipe Meat? Why Tzorach Klipe Meat? After all, there is a tziruf. So memele. Why should he? In addition, so if there is shishim, so all the other chatiches are muta, and this chatiche itself, so that is in contact with this chatiche that has the chilev, that is in contact with this chatiche, so you have to peel off at the point of junction. Why should you have to peel off at the point of junction? Suppose instead of aldi miliche, you had aldi bishl. So suppose you had in a pot, you had, let's say, one chatiche, second chatiche, and then you had here the kidney that has the chilev adjoining to it. And that all would be placed in a pot. And if there is shishim in everything, in all the chatiches in the pot, shishim neged the whole kidney, so then everything becomes bottle. Then together everything becomes bottle. And you wouldn't have to peel off from the point of junction that here. Why? Because since Aldi Bishl Aldi Reitiv, so there is even distribution. So Mimele, it is evenly distributed throughout the Gdeire. So Mimele, once there is Shishim, so Mimele, all the chatiches are muter, and we don't have to peel off anything, not even from the surface at the point of junction. So why here does the Rashba require? Now, in case where all the chatiches, instead of being cooked in a pot al the bishel. So they were nimlach together. They were nimlach together. And the Rashba Shita is that since it's a Dova Shamein, so even by Meliche, it spreads evenly. If it spreads evenly, so it should be treated in the same way as if instead of being nimlach together, they had been cooked together in a pot. And when they are cooked together in a pot, then as long as there is shishim, so everything is muter. So you don't have to be caliph from the point of junction to the clipping. The answer is there is a difference. According to the Rashba, there is a difference between blie al the reitiv and blie al the miliche, even though it bedova shomein is mifapei b'chilei. Because now we saw that distinction we saw in a previous sif. Now in sifay, so what did they say? So you say, "Bamed lo mamurim shinas kli yisel ken nitile biyarech and gidev chayitze bei dova kocho shem bekiyach lifapei yabchalach tiche." Avol b'dishomish etzol bechal bei imei bechalach dishishin kli bechalach elu shebei osol echil afilu mereshos bei shechiv mishu shomei mifapei yabchalei avol imu kochush avol pishim bisamach kli bechalach elu shebei ein yisel ken nitile shachil shol bei mekochush kochush ubitim imei mifapei vafilu chtichas yisel kusho uchtichas etosh nisel simo shmeino ho yisel mifapei yabchalo vechol dova sheyish li pavua shenofal imokim yodu amach tiche bitzli Aval P, Sheyesh Bichtiche Samach Levate Lo Yisea, Tzorich Nitila Smokim. So the question is, why is Tzorich Nitila Smokim? After all, it's a Dova Shomein, and by Dova Shomein, it's Mafei Bechulei. So it should be treated like Aldi Bishol. Suppose you would be Mivasheil, a number of Chatiches together, and then on top, in the pot, Aldi Bishol, so you have the kidney, with the piece of chaylev adjoining it. So if there is shishim, so then everything is muta. You don't have to be natal mikele here at the point of junction, where the chtiche, or the chtiche that has the chaylev dovuk is in contact with another chtiche. You wouldn't have, because al dipishul, so the blia spreads evenly. There is even distribution. So he al ditzli, why should al ditzli be different? Still, you see that the Mechaber says that it is different. So he says, "V'chol dovo sheyesh lipepua shenofal l'mokim yedua machticha bitzli, aval pi sheyesh bichticha samach levat lo yizeh, tzorich nitlas mokim." Why tzorich nitlas mokim? But al dibishul, you don't have to be natal mekemei. The answer is there is still a difference. By bishul al direitev, so even at the point of junction, there is no special concentration of bli, because the reitev spreads the all the blie evenly. So even at the point of junction, if it's al dibishol, there is no more blie at the point of junction than in the other end of the pot, because the reitev it distributes it evenly. Mashenkin by tzli, where there is no reitev, so true dova shomen is mifapeya, but the fact that it's a dova shomen, that cannot prevent the likelihood that at the point of junction there will be more of a concentration of blie than the other chatiches. So since at the point of junction there is more of a concentration of blie than the other chatiches, so memeila you have to be neitel mekemei. So as they will explain that, in other words, that's the shita Rashba, the arishenim u'achilik, but the mechaber paskent in sif hei like the Rashba. Now look at the bir agro. And the sifei in the mechaber, osla medalet. Zechiv chol dova sheyesh li pipua, shenofal lemokim yedua machticha bitzli, aval pi sheyesh bichticha samach levat lo yisea, tzorach nitolas mokim, even though the chticha is shishi. So suppose, instead of tzli, it had been al dibishol, so if the chticha is heter at shishi, so then we would say, the whole chticha is muta, you don't have to be caliph, you don't have to be nitetel mekemei, nothing. That's al dibishol, because reitev has the effect of distributing the Yisar evenly, so that even at the point of junction, there is no more concentration of Blias Yisar than the other parts of the Dere. That's only when it's alterative. But when it's alditzli, so true that it is evenly distributed, but there is still, at the point of junction, there is more of a concentration of Blias. And since there is more of a concentration of bliya at the point of junction, so at the point of junction, the bliya at the point of junction is considered like nikarisa. Some mele, you have to be neitel mekeime. There is no bittel. There is no bittel. So this is the same halacha. Now the gros says in Nos Lamedaled and Sifei, Ein teisa shom divra maskel shanim vod amrinon avla rashbo kosav diretiv mifapeya el adavat lichachem mikem nifilos osa. Even though it's mifapeya, so there is even distribution, so you would be tempted to assume that it should be treated like bishul. And by bishul, even the chtiches heter there is shishim neged the chtiches iser that was cooked together in the same pot. So the chtiches heter is mutar ligamre. You don't have to be neitel mikemei. So that's bishul because the reitiv eliminates any concentration of bliya in any one point, even in the point of junction. There is no cancellation of bliya. Mashenkin batzli, even though it's chomein, so there is even distribution. But at the point of junction, there is more bliya than the other spots. Ela da'avah pichein, became the philosopher, became the philosopher. Now, so here, so it's the same shit as a Rashi. So he says, ufishin on the pkiim b'boso shom likochush neinu shayu b'chom licha b'samech. Moi bebishul, die ke samar bin hakel biachad ne kuchach tiche shachil davok bo, oz hakel shore, no vade isech tiche shu isa davok bo, mi o isech tiche shu isa noga bo, tzorich klipe miad. Why? The Rashbo, but the Rashbo shite, so he mentions the Rashbo in parentheses, but the Rashbo shite is that and it is distributed evenly. But at the point of junction, there is a concentration. So Memele has to be Kilif. He has to be Kilif Mikhail. And if he doesn't know which one he touched, so then he doesn't have to be Kilif from each Chatir. Why not? So the Gro explains it. Because they are Rishenim Wachilik and the Rashbo. And they say that by Dovo Shomei, that it's Mifapeya Bechulei, so it has to be treated mamish like Bishl. And by Bishl, so since there is even distribution, so even at the point of junction, you don't have to be Natal Mikeme, you don't have to be Kalef Mikeme, you don't have to do anything. So Mimele by Tzli and by Moliach, by Dovah Shomein, where there is even distribution, so again there is no, so you don't have to be Kilef Mikeme. But Rashbo Shite is there is a difference. There is a difference. So Mimele, so where we know, in a case where we know which one it is, in a case where we know which one it is, which one it touched, so then we have to be Cheshish for Shite Rashbo. If we don't know which one he touched, so then we rely on the sheet of the other Rishenim. That where it by Dovash, it's a Dovash Shomein, it's Mfapeya Bechulei, so it is to be treated like Bishl Mamesh, and we don't have to be Kalef Mikeime. Alright. Vimein Samech. But suppose the Chatiches, the Chatiches, so if it is, it, in all the Chatiches together, there is no shishim. There is no shishim negades. You see. So the Ramo said, if let's say in this and in this and in this, there is 60 measures, neged the whole thing, neged the whole kidney that has the chilev, the piece of chilev adjoining it. So then it becomes bot, because then we are rely on the Ramban shite. We mitzarev isvek sveike. You see, we are rely on the Ramban shite and also the shite of the Rashbo. That it's Yetzi Michticha Lichticha, so there is Bittel. But suppose that there is no Shishi, Vimein Samach, Hakel Osa. So then everything is Osa. Let's say this is a kidney that has a piece of Chaylev adjoining it, and that was Nimlach, together with other Chticha Shaleta. And there is no Shishi in all the Chtichas, Negades. There is no Shishi. Then everything is Osa. Everything is osa. Why is everything osa? According to the Maram, so it wouldn't be osa, because this can only spread here.
But it cannot spread here because Dova Shomein is not Yetze Michticha Lichticha. According to Maram, so it's Mutter. But the Ramor doesn't pass with Tiras Vada like the Maram. In other words, both the Mechaber and Ramor, both the Mechaber and Ramor, you see, so they are Chilshish for the Maram Shite. They rely on the Maram Shite in a case where the Rishishim, so then we have Isvek Sveke. But in the case where all the Chtichas together don't have Shishim, we don't have Isvek Sveke, then we can't rely on the Maram Shite. Then we have to be Chishish for the Rajma Shite. That the Dovar Balua, Hamfapeya Bitivei, is Yetzim Tich Litich. Vei Lishanis Aminik, Vei Afal Pinshe Yeish Bozek Tzaskule, Imo Yoyis Hashomin Umfapeya, Yis Hashomin Fapeya. So he says that the Taz explains it in Sifra Fei. Ve'afal pishi yeish bozek tzas kule, imo yis ha-shomen. Pirush li inyanim yeish chaylev be'yis ha-chatich. Delfi ha-seivrim tzorich samech, derash ba-shite, hayne she tzorich samech be'yis ha-chatich ha-atzmo neged ha-chaylev shebo. Ve'in shoch tiches, mitztarfis levat al-chaylev she'yis ha-chatiche. Ufi ha-mine egonu mitztarfim gam shoch tiches. Ve'oid yish kule, she ima chaylev ve'ini dovuk l'shim ha-chatiche. Elu mun ha-chitz lechon mehem. Vo'y lo nulei ma'din mitztarfis. Ufchalachas mehem. Shenog abo tzorich shishim b'fnei atzmo mikol mokim kaimelon the kula mitzdarfis. In other words, even though we are on one hand, you see, he says v'imein samech hakelosa. Why? Because we are so. Why is hakelosa? Because we are chishish for the shita sarajbo. There is a rajbo that Dovar Amfapeya B'tive is Yetzin Michticha Lichticha. So because of that, we answer it. So then you can argue, since we say Yimein B'Samech, so Hakel Oseh Yimein B'Samech. So is Hakel Oseh, we should rely and the Shittas HaRashbo Likule also. So he says Likule we don't rely on the Shittas HaRashbo. Ve'afal pi sheyesh bo ktzas kule imo yoyis hashomim mifapeya mikol mokim yesh lismer b'chaygav nadiv ramakili usvir lei deneis abimlicha rak kedi klipe kedi shel nistach l'shaya. But we do rely Likule when are we makil in a case where all the chtichas together have shishim. So then we are mitzariv the sheet of the Rambam, that Moliach, even by Dovah Shomein, does not asa b'chule, it only asas k'di klip. Yibir ha'gav de ba'kilim, usvir ole de nisa b'licha ha'k'di klip, k'eshul nistorich l'shayir, b'in nisa shomer l'kochush, k'ein on upkin, v'chol ze b'yisea, sh'shayir b'isham nunes, k'gein chilev v'yitzia, k'gein chilev v'yitzia, v'chay gavne, avol b'yisea, sh'ein b'isham nunes, klal ki chomiz pesach likul al memliche eini seres rak yedik lipe eini seres rak yedik lipe. Now then he says ayin bir chayim luchas chomets ki zanengim vayin lil simen samadalet im akum mechutim shokhir levnim luchun boso yesh emun veset merube yesh vata bimdich al dik lipe aval pishik vonog lishaya kon luicha bisamach afil bisakochush v'yesh lismich al ze bisakochush she'in ele minek lishaya bisamach avaloi bisashomein shemidine tzorich samach. So he paskens that we don't rely on the Shittas Ramban that everything that Moliach only asas kedei klipe if it is shomim bivadai. So if it is not shomim bivadai and it appears to be kochush and the shaili is maybe because they're in on the pkim, so then if there is shishim, so we rely on that shittas Ramban. But if it is established that it is shomim bevadai, so then even if there is shishim, we don't rely on the shittas Ramban that moliach even by dovah shomim only asks kedikrit. Bamet vorm amurim kisho yisa vaheta shnei meluchim vaafilu yisa meluach vaheta tofe avol im aheta meluach vo yisa tofeil emi tzorich haladoch. So, in other words, what's the halacha? That Moliach HaRekreseach is only the effect of being mafrit from itself, but not of being mafrit from another chatir. So Mimele, so if the Yisr is Moliach and the Heter is Tofu, so Mimele, since the Moliach itself is Reseach, so it's Pelet. If it's Pelet, so the Heter can be Beleah from it, can absorb from it. Masha'in came, if the Heter is Moliach and the Yisr is Tofel, so the Yisr is not Reseach. So then the Heter, the Moliach, cannot activate the Yisr that is Tofel, that it should be Pelet. So that is the Shita Sarajmo. But then there is the Shita of the Ram. I mean, and in Simen Ayin, that Shita was mentioned, that the Shita Saran Yechun Daf Kuf Yud Gimur, that he says that when does the Gemara make the distinction between Isa Moluach and Eta Tofu, and Eta Moluach and Isa Tofu? So then it's not Oseh when there is no Mamish contact between the two. So in other words, let's say, suppose you have the two Hatiches, that we are nimlach together, but there is no mamish contact. But they are very, very close. Very, very close. In other words, if something will be niflat, so then there will be contact. But without plate, so they are, while they are very close, they do not touch each other. So in such a case, the Gemara has reference to such a case, the Ran says. So that if the Yisr is Moluach and the Heter is Tofel, so then it becomes Oseh, even though, now this is the Yisr, and that's Moluach. This is the Heter, and that is Tofu. So since they are very close, so that if any plate will come out, so it will come in contact with this Chatiche, so even though without the plate, they are close but not in contact, so it becomes Oseh. Why? Because since the Yisr is Moliach, so that's Reseach. So Mela, since it's Reseach, it begins to be Pelet. And once it is Pelet, it comes in contact. It comes in contact with that. So it does it. Masha'in came, if the Heter is Moliach and the Yisr is Tofu, and the Yisr is Tofu, so this Yisr is not Reseach. So Mele, it cannot start being Pelet. If it cannot start being Pelet, so there will never be any contact between the two Chatiches. So then it is Mutah. But if the Amamish in contact, al Demeliche, so then even in the case of the Heter Moliach and the Yisr Tofu, so it's also Yisr. Because in such a case where there is mamish contact, so not only can Moliach be pelet from itself, but Moliach can activate the chtiche, the other chtiche that is in contact with it, to be pelet. So that's the two days that he mentioned in Simenai. In other words, that's one shite. The two mentions. In other words, that this aloha of Tatoye Gova that applies to Chaim al Dioish applies to Chaim al Dimilichetu. To Risichas Milichetu. So, Mimele, if we say that by the risichus of Miliche, so Tatoye Gova, so Mimele, so I mean that's the sheet of the Rashi on Tiras Abayis. So he says, Ze shomarnu b'samoliach v'eta tofu, shum shomen eisera shi v'shishim v'atlei, davki kisho yisera moliach l'mato. V'eta tofu l'maylo, mishu Tatoye Gova. So after a moment, everything will become Riseach. Since the bottom is moliach, is Riseach, so after a few moments, even the top will be Riseach. So we may litazes it. Avo, so in other words, and if it's Dava Shomein, what it means is, and if it's Dava Shomein, Tlasa Bechule. Avo limoyo aheta tofu lemato, voyisa amaliach lemailo. So even though it's Dava Shomein, so in Eisa lechliklipe, because the blia can only take place in the first second. After the first second, everything will be cool. So how much could be nivla in the first second, in the first moment? Only can eclipse. That's the Rashi Shite. So the Rashi Shite is that the aloha of Tatoye Gova applies to Risichas Milichetu. But then the Shite of Teisves and the Roshi is no. V'yesh chilkim v'imrim. The Mimiliche in chilikum l'mayla l'mato. So Mimele, as long as the Yisr is Moliach and the Heter is Tofu, so even if it's on the top, and if it's in Dova Shomein, so it's Mavliya Bechulei.
In other words, suppose you salted cheese in kelim of v'lichovim. So those kelim have a blia of visa. So mimele, you could argue that the cheese should become osa. Because since you salted the cheese in those kelim of v'lichovim, though the kelim of v'lichovim have a blia of visa, now, and when you salt the cheese, so then it becomes reseach. So mimele, it should be maflid, the blia sisa. Let's say the kelim might have blias nevele, blias chelet, blias dam, all kinds of blias. Iser. So we say no. Why? Because they melicha lekelim. So what does it mean melicha lekelim? That meliach is arik reseach can be mavliya, but it cannot be maflit. And this is just a corollary of the shite that was mentioned in Sifyut. B'amed dvarim amurim kishe yisa v'heter shnei meluchim. So what does it mean? That Moliach HaGiseach has the effect of making the Dovah HaMoliach to be Pelit. But Moliach HaGiseach cannot activate something else that is not Moliach, that which is not Moliach should be Pelit. So Mimele here too, you have Kelim of Evdichovim. They have a Bliyah Sisa. They have a Bliyah Sisa. But the Kelim itself is not Moliach. What is Moliach? The cheese is Moliach, because you salted the cheese in that Kele. And the cheese that is Moliach is in contact with the Kele. So it shouldn't be worse. It shouldn't be more homo than the case of Heta Moliach Visa Tofu. Why do we say by Heta Moliach Visa Tofu that is in its original Adoche? Because Moliach Arik Reseach only means that which is Moliach is Pele. But it cannot activate something else that is in contact with it, but which is not Moliach in itself, to be Pelet. So Mimele here too, the Tvusei V'chovim in themselves are not Moliach. What is Moliach? The Gvinei is Moliach. So, now, is there anything wrong in the plate of the Gvinei? The Gvinei is Agvinei Yisroel. The Tvusei V'chovim are Tvusei. So Mimele, it's Mutar. But what does it, what can it do? It can only accomplish that it can be paleit from itself. The thing that is meluach can itself be paleit, but it cannot be maflit from something else that is not meluach. Aval echatchilos, melech utavlim shemikoresh al boso muter. In other words, if you have melech, if melech was kept in a karish of boso, so then you can, for some time, you had in the karish of boso, you kept salt. Then you can take that salt out of the karish of boso and put it in milk. We could argue, no, you couldn't do it. Why? Because since the melech was nikarish al boso, so that made the kare reseach. While the melech, this is the melech, and that was nikarish al boso, so that made the karish al boso reseach. While the melech was there, so maybe as a result of the risichus akare caused by the presence of the melech in that kare, so the kare was pale, it's al boso. And that plite, the minute particles of boso that were niflat from the karish of boso became commingled with the melech. Then when you put the melech into cholov, you are in effect putting melech that has minute particles of boso in it. So it's all right. Why? Because of the same aloche. Because melech imelich alikelim. So melech moliach, the effect of moliach arek reseach is that the Moliach itself is Pelet, but it cannot activate something that is not Moliach to be Pelet. So while, even though the Melech was kept in a Karish of Bosa for a long time, it did not bring about a plate of particles of Bosa from the Karish of Bosa. So Memele, that Melech has no particles of Bosa mixed with it. So Memele, you are allowed to put that Melech in the Cholo. והדין מהויו בכלייסה, דמאחה שהם יבשים, הם באים מן הכלי, רק שהכלי הוא נוקי, וניסה דובו בי, והמחמיר לכתחילה. Oh, but suppose melech was kept in the fleishike kele, and the fleishike kele was not spotless clean. In other words, the fleishike kele had all kinds of fleishike grease. So memele, and the melech was kept, so there might be some fleishike grease that became nivla in the melech, through the risichus ha-melech. So fleishike grease that was adhering to the surface of the deifena, kli aboso, might have been absorbed by the melech. Then you're not allowed to put that melech in the hollow. V'amachmir lechatchile tov alavoch. Melech habalu amidam. That's the din that we had it in the Torah. I mean, and we had it, the Taz mentioned that din several times. Melech habalu amidam. Ki minlichas boso. V'nosnu b'gdeir. Oy shenosnu b'gdeir o boso melu habalu yadoch. Im yisamlech keneged ha-melech mutah. Afal pisha melech adayin is intam bigdeire, and melech is a milsed avida litaime, and milsed avida litaime afilu belech libotel even if you have shishim. But here, that's the aloche of ein dovor hanesa yochi liyes osa yesa min haisre. After all, if the melech itself had been advar yisrael, let's say the melech had been tashmishi avid izor. Let's say it had been tashmish avid izor. So the melech itself is osea, then you would put that melech in the gdeiro. And there is shishim neged the melech, that is tashmish avid izor. So then we say, melech is something very strong. It's milsed avid li taimi, safil belef li bottle, because in spite of the shishim,